The small town, nestled between the mountains, was still very much asleep. It was an early morning in the beginning of December. One or two locals were up before the sun, shoveling snow from the sidewalks and driveways. Tom walked slowly, listening to his footsteps crunch on the thick blanket of snow. Each one sounded slightly different than the last. In the chilly morning air, his breath looked like a steam locomotive. It formed delicate clouds of fog billowing from his face. Despite the low temperatures, Tom was full of anticipation. He was on his way to board the Glacier Express. It was the first train he'd ever travelled on, an unforgettable journey that he'd shared with his grandfather. After 30 years, it was time to relive the childhood experience that he often daydreamed about. The small train station looked exactly the same. It had windows with brown shutters and a clock tower perched right in the middle of the snow-covered roof. Painted in beige, the station wasn't particularly attention-grabbing. Only the tower, with a clock on each of its four sides, was a subtle reminder of the building's function. Just outside the station, Tom knocked the snow off of his shoes. As he stepped through the revolving door, the warmth of the building washed over him like a wave. Feeling came back to his cheeks and fingertips. He enjoyed this sensation of warmth every time it happened. He imagined it was what coming out of hibernation felt like. He passed through the brightly lit waiting room, filled with many sleepy travellers, en route to or from their home. Many carried heavy skiing equipment. It was peak season here in Switzerland. Tom, on the other hand, travelled light and already had his ticket. He prided himself on being an efficient traveller. He crossed through the waiting area and exited on the other side of the station towards the platform. Through double doors, he was met again by the cold winter air caressing his face. The wind sent a single snowflake tumbling and drifting until it landed directly on the tip of his nose. Tom only had a second to enjoy this gift from the wind before it melted. Small blue signs with white lettering and arrows guided Tom to the platform he needed. The parallel tracks were dusted with snow, melted away in a few places where pieces of machinery generated heat. The Glacier Express was already there, waiting patiently for its passengers to climb aboard. The train, coloured a deep shade of red, contrasted beautifully against the otherwise snow-white surroundings. Tom took a deep breath and smiled. He stood on this exact platform 30 years ago, bundled tightly in his winter attire, holding his grandfather's hand. He remembered being struck by the size of the train. The real Glacier Express was a lot bigger than a mini version he'd played with at home. Just like back then, he still had a sense of awe for this locomotive. It was powerful and steady. It traversed steep slopes and breathtaking valleys that humans would be unable to cross year-round. The train had been updated. It was far more modern now than when he was a kid. It had more cars than he remembered, too. Most of them had large windows with lightly frosted edges. Tom pushed the flashing blue button in the center of the door in front of him. It let out a soft ding and slid open. The inside of the train felt warm, modern, welcoming. The seats were red with white head cushions. The ceiling was almost entirely made of glass, and a black carpet lined the floor. Tom was here for the experience, so he had, of course, booked a window seat. From his seat, the image through the panoramic window was rather static, just a glimpse of this sleepy town beginning to wake. But that changed as soon as the clock tower struck 7 o'clock. The conductor's whistle cut through the cold morning air, announcing the train's departure. The train responded with 2 toots of its own whistle, then released its brakes. The wheels started to turn slowly, their motion synchronized in a mechanical choreography. That dance gently rocked the train as it pulled out of the station.